And I'm like, well, then go to a different studio. Like, I don't understand.
Hello. That was the whole premise of the show.
Warning. This podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
Molly's putting lipstick on for us today, people.
Look, it's actually not color. Lipstick. I what love this that? Stuff. What it is it? By Clinique.
Okay.
I had it in high school, and it used to come like in a little pot. It's this stuff called Black Honey.
Okay.
And they sell it now at Target, and this is like a godsend. It is basically a tinted lip gloss.
Oh, you've given me something before, didn't you?
Didn't you? I gave you something different. I gave you something. I didn't. This is for women. This is like.
Well, it could be men.
Sure.
Well, no, because you gave me some before. Remember, and Wylene, the sweet Wylene, just brought this up.
Someone gave was something me, different.
Someone gave me, and it had a red tint, remember, yes. to it? And it turned my lips pink, and I didn't know it. I thought it was just chapstick. But everybody kept looking at me because my lips were popping.
They're like, wow, he's really got some sensuous lips. I'm not a big makeup person.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But I am a freak about, like, you and I both share this thing about lip balm.
Yeah.
You and I have are constantly like, we carry lip balm. Yeah. Exactly.
I got it in my pocket. Yeah.
This is one of those things where, like, for the show, I throw it on. Date night the other night, I put this on. I have, like, a travel size one that I carry around with me.
Okay.
So this is, like, my go-to because it's, like, non-lipstick lipstick.
Oh, okay. All right. I think that's something similar to what you gave me, but I don't know. It's not the same deal. I just remember me looking like I was wearing lipstick. It was a pink.
I do remember that one. It was a slightly tinted... But that was like a Vaseline, intensive care. The ones that come in those things. Mm-hmm. Love.
Do you
love
really?
Those? Oh my God.
I don't.
I've got them like all over the house.
It's too greasy for my pillow lips. Oh. You know, cause my lips are big, right? I mean, they're pretty big, you know? And so
sumptuous.
when you put something really shiny on something like that, it gets bigger.
Draws all the wrong kind of attention. You're like, listen, boys, I don't know what you think you're getting into with these lips, but they're spoken for by a woman.
DSLs, is that what you're saying?
No. Stop it. We're already surviving OLB from last week. We do not need any more of your acronyms. This is like, we're getting into deadly territory. Like every show, we're all like, he learned another alphabet soup thing.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hey, like, we're
we really need to stop telling him about the alphabet and how he can shorten stuff.
We're going to have Abby Lee Miller on a little bit later today from...
So excited.
Yeah, Leave It on Dance Floor, her podcast with Herd At. And she's going to be in town at the Herd At Sports Bar in La Vista this Saturday. And she's going to be also at a couple other different dance studios asking questions, teaching, and doing all that stuff. I'm excited for this interview because... And I'm more worried because I don't know a whole lot about her because I'm not in her demo. I don't have kids.
I don't know what you're talking about. You don't like enjoy. You don't enjoy watching small girls dance. No. Congratulations. You passed the pedophile test.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what? There's not a lot on that show I like. They're like, this is a good thing. This is like the one time I'm really glad that he doesn't like a show.
And you know what? I've done a billion interviews with tons of people, celebrities, all this stuff, you know, in our careers. Mm-hmm. And I've never been lost for words like I am today. I don't even know what's going to happen here. I had a dream last night that you and I were interviewing her and she got up and walked away. And I think it was because of something I said.
Well, that's
so, yeah, this is going to be an interesting.
That's not a dream. That's just called somebody having common sense. They're like, I don't need to take this anymore. I don't think I have to talk to this man.
Yeah, I know. Who was it that we were talking to and I asked him how much money he had in the bank? He got so weird.
Oh, that
about
was like,
that.
That was that Canadian. Uh-huh. Actor Jay Baruchel, I think.
Yeah, Jay Baruchel. Yeah, that was. And he was so. Weird
and he just
he was so nice.
At a loss for words, like just.
How much money you got in the bank, Jay?
It's like none of your business for starters, and secondly, like, is this normal interview?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do enjoy taking a little bit of a left turn.
I do enjoy that. I do enjoy it with all of them. So
let's not do that to Ms. Miller today.
No, I'm afraid of her. Are you kidding me?
You should be.
I'm afraid of her, and I'm not afraid of anyone. But she scares me a little bit. I don't know why. I've watched some of her her clips of her show that she has on. It's a second season. It's what is it called here?
Dance. It's
Madhouse. It's Madhouse.
No, Leave It on the Dance Floor is the name of her podcast.
Yeah, but she has a TV show, a reality show called Madhouse, where instead of interviewing and dealing with parents and adults, she's dealing with just the people, the dancers.
Yeah, it's Abby Lee Dance With Me.
No, this is called Madhouse on Brandon TV. This is the second season. I don't even know what Brandon TV is, but I'm going to have to look it up. But it is. It's called Madhouse. It came out just second season just started, I think, in February. We'll ask her about it because that's her TV show. But, yeah, her podcast is what she's going to be doing at her dad's sports bar. And, yeah, I'm terrified.
Don't be.
Hold me.
I mean, I'm sure she'll be lovely.
She will be.
You're not auditioning for her dance studio, so I think you're safe. You're not? You're out of the demo.
You think I'm not? Absolutely, I'm going to.
You know what would be my favorite thing? Because I watched Dance Moms, and I loved it.
Uh-huh, I know you did.
I think it'd be hysterical if they do the pan where it's like the dance moms, because they always would stand by the side and they'd be grumpy about like their kid not getting, you know, whatever, top of the pyramid. Yeah. I'd love it if they kept panning and then all of a sudden it's Dance Dad and you're there in like Crocs and you're like cargo shorts.
Yeah.
You're like, come on, Bailey. Dad. Why aren't you top of the pyramid? They're like, why did we allow a dance dad into the studio?
I know if they do that. I'm going to ask her. I'm going to ask her that question. In the future, will there be a reality show in which that we could call Dance Dads and they can compete to be on your dance team? Not the dads that are actually with the kids. It's just dads in dad outfits.
She's not wants to help dads dance. I just think it'd be interesting to watch a bunch of, because the reality TV deal aspect of Dance Moms is what drew me in was the dancing. I was like blown away by the talent that these kids had and just the talent that Abby Lee could nurture in these kids. I mean, just the kind of work that they did.
Yeah.
But then the drama came because the moms are there and the moms have all this ambition poured into these child vessels.
Yeah. Yeah. Because see, that's the difference between what this Madhouse versus that. And that's what she kind of had said. It says, now I'm dealing with these kids that are grown up. She's probably made a giant impact on so many kids' lives. I wonder how many besides JoJo Siwa have made it, higher in the Broadway
Ziegler
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's a lot, huh?
Oh, yeah. No, there's so many. I mean, we know about JoJo on account of the fact that she's from Omaha and obviously has hit a level of stardom where it's like she's got a dance career, she's got a product line, she's got a lot of different things going on for her.
You went through that bow. The big bow. Wasn't that JoJo Siwa with the big bow on her head?
Yes.
That was you too, right? I think I remember seeing you wearing giant bows on your never mind.
No bows for me.
I did. Hey.
You're like, well, yeah, you just tape it to your bald head. Everyone's like, well, that's a choice. Not a good one, but a choice nonetheless.
That's a good choice.
It's a choice. I'm not going to say good. I don't know how many good choices you make in a day. Okay. We should really keep a tally.
Hey, I do a lot of good choicing. That's a thing now, choicing.
Is it?
Choicing.
You're like, I'm going to make it a thing.
Yeah.
Good choicing.
All right. We got to get to best news of the day. Real quick, bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also, you can text or call us. Leave a message or text, like I said, 402-915-0962. We'll get to the best news of the day, Molly. What do you have today for us?
Well, I have a cool little thing that's going on. This is funny because it's the anti of what you would call me doing at the beginning of the podcast. But it is the anti Get Ready With Me campaign.
Okay.
It's called the Get Unready With Me movement. Get Unready With Me. So there's all these TikToks. There's tons of reels about people where it's like, get ready with me. I'm not even going to teach you the acronym because it's just going to be another bunch of letters that you can weaponize. But the idea is that people show you them going from being in their underwear to getting dressed to putting on their face. Like, so you get to see them clean faced and then all of a sudden dolled up and you're like, wow, what a transformation.
So it'd be like you jumping out of the shower or whatever. And then you're just getting dressed and we're watching.
Right. But people are very fascinated by it because it's like, okay. You know, usually it's influencers. So you're like, well, what are they going to wear? What are they going to do? They're like doing all their product placement. Like, I went to Sephora and rated everything. So there's this new movement where it's the get unready with me.
Okay.
And basically it's people saying, let's not put on makeup every day of our lives. Let's maybe let our skin breathe a little bit.
Yeah.
And kind of get away from the toxicity of like always feeling like we have to be done up.
Yeah, I know that sucks for you know, women and whoever wears makeup that feels like they have to wear it all the time. I don't look at people like that, you know. Like I don't even want Wylene to ever wear makeup if she doesn't want to. It just
or shoes or go out of the house.
Oh, stop. Like,
what
no.
are you? Is Wylene a makeup person or is she a fresh face person?
She wears makeup, but it's like I keep telling her, I'm like, you're beautiful without it. You don't I don't know. It's just a thing that you ladies like to do. You know what I mean? I don't wear makeup. I can't relate. I'm just El Natural. Hell, I don't even brush my teeth.
Let's not get gross. Too late. Never mind.
Too late, yeah.
Well, so as somebody who is not a makeup person.
Because are you wearing makeup right now? Are you wearing makeup right now?
No.
That's no makeup, huh?
No makeup. You never see me with makeup.
Yeah, I have. I saw you on your wedding.
My wedding day, I had makeup. Uh-huh. On our photo shoot, I had makeup. But by and large, I am just wearing moisturizer and sometimes this tinted lip balm. But other than that, I'm not.
Clown nose. You something to put that clown nose on.
The clown nose on sometimes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And the rouge. Just to really
red hair.
Brighten things up. Yeah. When I do those hospital visits to entertain the children in the sick ward. No, I am not that kind of clown.
Okay.
So the idea is that a lot of people feel this pressure to like have full face every single day.
Okay.
And so this is like, there are some big celebrities, like you've seen it. Pamela Anderson has been doing it lately. Yeah. Alicia Keys has been doing it. Well, now like Gal Gadot, who plays Wonder Woman, she's been getting on board. A lot more celebrities are trying to say like, hey, just be natural, which is hysterical because they're gorgeous people.
Yeah.
So it's like them not wearing makeup is just like us being aspirational. know what I mean? Like you're looking at Gal Gadot not wearing makeup and you're like, I mean, on a bad day, I wish I looked that good.
Yeah. Yeah. Pamela Lee, when she started, did you watch that documentary on her?
Yes.
Yeah, that's when she just kind of, had no idea how her story got to where she was at. I had no idea. It's a good documentary. People should watch it. But yeah, that's the first time I actually saw her without makeup. And she looks great. She looks fine. It's
Alicia Keys has been doing it for
a while. But when you're used to seeing someone in makeup all the time, it is startling a little bit in the beginning of like, who is that? I don't even recognize that person. You know what I mean?
Accustomed to a certain way someone looks and you don't realize how much effort and work goes into that, you know, outside face. That's one of those things. Like I grew up, my mom was a makeup mom. I mean, she was a makeup mom. I mean, so we always had makeup mirror, all that kind of stuff going on at our house. And I never got into it. Like it was never one of my things. My friends did. You know, and I never got into it. I was just kind of like a soap and water kind of girl. And I always have been. I mean, occasionally I'll put on mascara or something like that if we've got a big black tie event or something.
Now,
but
why does lipstick not have flavor all the time? Do you know what I mean? Is that a dumb question? I haven't worn lipstick in a long time. I mean, I have worn it before once and it always tasted like this waxy taste.
What
look
kind
on
of lipstick
face,
were you wearing? I've got this stuff.
Maybelline.
I put it on earlier today. It's called Lip Smackers.
Okay.
It's from when we were kids and it comes in these little tins and you slide it open and it's just like it's lip balm, but it tastes like You can get bubble gum. You can get cherry. You can get grape. You can get all these. And I get cherry.
God, you get wouldn't you just lick your lips all the time, though?
Well, that's the thing is that, like, as a kid, you're just constantly like.
Just licking all the time. Okay. And then maybe it was my mom's. It must have been my mom's. It's just a memory. I may have put some on at one given time. Maybe she put some on my lips. I don't know. But I do remember the taste of lipstick. I always wondered, why doesn't it just taste good? It should just taste good. Right? Pineapple. Blueberry.
I'm still stuck on the fact of, like, your mom put lipstick on you. Like, it's one thing for you to stumble in and be like, I don't know what's going on. But, like, your mom, come here, Mike.
She always, I think she always wanted a girl. Because remember, she, for those that didn't know, my mother, when I was younger, decided she permed my hair, right? Mm-hmm. She permed it and curly it was. And she had said it to my brother and I, by the way, that if we don't like it, we can just wash it out. And I remember the smell of that perm. Oh my God, that is a distinct smell as well.
It's the activator.
Anyway, I'm new at this school in Florida, and I show up there, and everyone thinks I'm a girl. Everyone thinks I'm a new girl in school. So maybe I am that. Maybe she wanted me to be a girl at one
given time. How long was your hair if they all thought you were a new girl?
It was long and flowy. It was like maybe shoulder, you know, just like kids. I don't know. It was junior high school, but yeah, it was flowy. It was nice. Now those are moments.
This is why
that
God took your hair away. There's another guy I know who permed his hair in high school, or his mom permed his hair in high school, and he also is bald. I wonder if that's like punishment karmically for messing with your hair like that. Like that the gods were just like, you obviously can't be trusted with hair. You're going to just do terrible things with it. So we're going to take it away.
I had such good hair.
You really didn't.
Molly, don't go there. Don't attack me. I had great hair. I wish I could share the photo right now. I don't have it available. But I had wonderful hair. It was a weird haircut because my mom did almost bowl haircuts, you know, because we didn't have the money to go get. We just cut it right there. And so it formed into a mullet when I was in high school, spiky mullet. And that was hot.
You had pin straight hair.
Oh, it was pin straight hair. And it was thin. It was always so stinking thin.
That's
so
what I'm saying. Like you said, you had great hair.
I couldn't do anything with it, but mullet. That's it.
That's why it's kind of cross positioned to say like, I had great hair when you're talking about that. It was thin and pin straight. Like nothing about that is like, ooh, yeah. Okay. Like that sounds like, okay.
Oh, you would want me if we're in the same school. Teenagers.
I don't know.
You'd be all about me. I'd have to squirt you with a water bottle.
I saw your picture as a teenager. I don't know. You weren't my type.
Oh.
I mean, you were athletic. You were, you know, sporty and stuff like that. I don't think we would have hung out.
I was too busy being anymore.
Disgruntled. What fun news of the day do you have?
God, what do I have? I saw that there's a, it's almost disturbing that 14% of people don't wash out their water bottles. There's, you know, like their Stanley cups.
That's you.
Yes, it is.
I was going to say, 14% is here on the show right now.
Yeah, I saw that and I immediately looked at my water bottle, right? Uh-huh. And I opened it up because I have a water machine deal and I just put it in, it just goes through the hole. So I don't take the lid off. Uh-huh. Right. Well, yeah. I opened it up and it had this, orangish type thing in there. I immediately washed it. So I immediately washed it. So yeah, that's about the best news that I have today. All good. Hey. How are you? We're just talking about, I just saw this thing now that 14% of people don't wash out their water bottles, like their Stanley cups. Okay. Do you wash yours out?
No Stanley cups either. Here. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We have the real Stanley cup several times. We don't need the fake little plastic one. And they're not allowed in my car. The kids are not allowed to bring them in my car. No, because they roll around. They fall on the floor.
Oh, they don't fit in the cup holder?
And I can't reach it. Nope. And my car is set up a little differently because I don't have the car. It's just when you drive a wheelchair up into your van, the cup holders are not there anymore, like because of the dashboard. Oh, yeah. So anyway, nope. They put it on the floor. They fall over. They roll around. Not allowed. And I just drink water out of a regular water bottle and throw it away. And contribute
okay.
To the,
all right.
To
good the, deal then. Okay. The yeah, because I don't.
So
do
you don't
it
have
myself,
to worry about this. So, yeah. We were just discussing that it's 14% of people that don't wash it, and you're talking to one of them right here. His name is Big Party, and it's terrifying.
No, but I heard you mention black mold, and when I went to get furniture in Pittsburgh that I had put in storage out to take some things to Florida, there was black mold all over everything.
Oh, God.
I know, like this gorgeous, almost 10-foot sofa, white satin, like white silk that my mom and dad had that was stunning. And then my only thing, I never met my grandmothers, either one of them. And I had this beautiful wrought iron, like outdoor patio set that was real wrought iron from her. And I don't know why the glass and the iron couldn't have been cleaned.
Well, that seems like, I mean, it's something, a surface like that seems like it could be like power cleaned. Washed
yeah,
and you could get it
yeah.
back.
Right. Just nobody finds somebody to do it to be with the black mold. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to definitely, I mean, mold freaks me out. That's like the one that is like my kryptonite. Like if anybody's like, there's water damage in my basement, I'm like, you need to move. Like you just need to not be in that house anymore.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, so Abby Lee Miller, if you're just tuning in, she's going to be in town doing your live podcast, Leave It on a Dance Floor, right. Out at Herdat Sports Bar in La Vista on Saturday, May 3rd.
I am in a dance studio called CORE, C-O-R-E, and I'm teaching two classes that sold out in like 3 hours, the first event. So we added another one, and that is on Sunday. At CORE Studios. So the second session, I think there's a few tickets available. And then on Saturday during the day, I'm at Cheer Athletics. It's a huge venue. Like it holds 100 people. It's a cheer gym.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever been.
I know what that is. I know where that's at.
It's huge.
Okay.
Okay. And we're allowed to, we can have observers so the parents can come and watch the kids there. So they're, the kids will take class for me. And there's a room for 60 observers, which is very rare. Like in a dance studio, you don't get that kind of space. They're just taking up valuable, you know, property.
Dance space, yeah.
Yes, yeah. You'd rather have the dancers in there. Okay, so there's still tickets available for Cheer Athletics, the event on Saturday. Then Saturday evening, I am going to be at Herdat Bar and Grill, Sports Bar and Grill. And that's when we do the big live podcast show. And we have games and prizes and merch and trivia and all that jazz. It's going to be fun and fabulous.
Oh, you're going to love it. Have you ever been? You haven't been to Omaha before, have you?
No, I have not. But I heard they have great food and great drinks.
Oh, God, yes. Herdat Sports Bar, they have awesome food. Their pizza's awesome, actually. So, we're looking forward to having you into the big city of Omaha. That's the home of JoJo Siwa. You guys still chat?
Of course I do, yes. We are in touch. I talk to her like twice a week, actually. So, just got off of Big Brother UK, and I guess a lot of crap went down. And I'm eager to hear the real, you know, like what it was really like. I was up for that show. Actually, she got my job. Yeah, it becomes a difficult issue with the bathrooming, with sharing it.
Okay. So, got it. Okay.
For me, you know, with the wheelchair and all this and that. So there was really no way to do that I was comfortable when they were comfortable, you know, and making sure everybody's, you know, PC and all that. Yeah. So yes. It was a little difficult. Can we go to JoJo's childhood home? Can we go do that?
Sure.
I don't know
where it's at, but why not? We could go find it and we can do some dancing right in the driveway.
I think that would be great. I think that would be fun. Let's do a little TikTok at JoJo's house.
Yeah. That's funny. Like, so Abby, you also have a show, Madhouse, right?
I have a show, Madhouse.
How's that going?
Season 2 is airing now. It's on Brandon TV I don't know what that is. Okay. And, you know, everybody has a streaming service now. So Madhouse is, I live in a house with a bunch of 18 to 25 year olds that are trying to make it in the biz in California.
Okay.
So that is fun.
Do you like that better than, I mean, because you don't have the parents involved. Yes. You like this better than dealing with parents, right?
Yeah, because in my real life, teaching dance for 30 some years in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, once the kids got to be teenagers, I wasn't dealing with mommy anymore. I was dealing with them. They were the ones that had to take responsibility and had to answer. And it's ballet class and you don't have pink tights on. Like, you're 16. Well, I'm not going to go talk to your mother about it. I'm going to go into the store, my retail store. I'm going to grab a new pair of pink tights. I'm going to put them on you and I'm going to bill them to your mother's account. That's how we're going to play that game. You know?
Oh,
so
wow.
I think it's better to deal with them. The problem, though, arises because I didn't train these kids. I didn't train them from the age of 3 up. So they don't know a lot. In the United States, dance teachers do not have a license. I don't know if anyone realized that. Anybody can open a dance studio. Oh. Anyone. There's no health inspector. There's nobody from the government. There's no child safety services. Nobody. Nobody cares.
Wow.
You just put a shingle up, rent a storeroom. They could be dancing
on cement.
And then
there you go.
They could have low ceilings, no water fountains, you know, whatever. So I take it very seriously, my job. And a lot of these kids that want to dance professionally, they know contemporary. They know some ballet. They know hip hop, but okay, you're going to audition for the revival of the Broadway show, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
You don't know anything about a hoedown. You don't know those big barrel roll leaps. You don't know the flea hops. You don't know those steps that are familiar with all that Annie Get Your Gun and Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, all those shows. Urban Cowboy.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Calypso. Right? If maybe they're from that culture and they learned it at a wedding or growing up with their grandmother, then they know it. But every normal average kid that goes to dancing school should be learning the mambo and the samba and the, you know, all those tango steps. They should know those steps. That should be in the wheelhouse.
And then, it's not. Wow, that's crazy.
I was a huge fan, huge follower of Dance Moms. What got me initially was the talent on the show, those kids and the training that you did and just how disciplined they were.
You're killing me. You should have seen my good kids.
Well, that's the thing, is that if those weren't even your good kids, like, I can't even imagine what your good kids were. But what I want to know is what did you learn from doing that show that makes dealing with parents different now? Like, would you give them the kind of rope?
Get a really good accountant, an even better attorney, and then question every single thing that they do. That's what I learned.
It's
insane, though. You watch this and these moms all complain, and I'm like, well, then go to a different studio. Like, I don't understand.
Hello. That was the whole premise of the show. you know, and yeah.
So I was just curious if, like, now you're like, no more parents. Like, if it was just, like, baked into the drama, but you're like, I'm done with that. No more moms.
Well, you know, I think the parent situation is always the kid that really isn't that good that the parent wants it for them. If I see the desire with the child and the child maybe doesn't have the most gorgeous legs or the perfect turnout or whatever, but they're working and they love it and they're passionate, you know, and that parent is struggling. You get a lot of, when you get those really good kids, and you kind of weed out the rest. I had, when the show started, I had 27 senior company members.
Wow.
So to hold on to those kids from till like 15, 16, 17, 18 years old is a great feat. I pride myself on that. So there's 27 kids that are amazing. A handful, 5 maybe, want to dance professionally.
Okay.
I'm not hearing from those mothers.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because that's parents living vicariously through their kids.
Next 10 level-wise, the next 10, I might hear, well, she had better music. That's why she's winning. She has better music. You chose better music for her. You gave her a better dance. You da-da-da-da, that type of thing. But nobody, nobody walked into my dance studio, into my room where I was teaching, and interrupted me, ever. My secretary of 30 years didn't even want to walk in that room, you know, because when you open the door, all the eyes just go, boom, and I lose their attention.
Right.
Or yeah, I'm in the middle of a step, I'm choreographing, and it's right there on the tip of my tongue to say the step. Somebody walks in, I forget what I was doing, you know?
Well, and those moms walked in all the time. I mean, they came in, like they came in out of their little perch, that little nest, and they would come down those stairs. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, this is not going to end well.
That's the same thing that Jimmy Fallon, when I did the Jimmy Fallon show, the Tonight Show, he said him and his wife would lay in bed. This is before they had children. And Holly would get up to go downstairs, and him and his wife were both like, no, Holly, no, don't go.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
I know. Because you're like looking at the kid, and the kid just wants to die. I mean, the kid is like, please make me a bird so I can fly far, far away. Like, you make are ruining this for me. And these moms are like, I know best. And you're like, do you though?
Yeah. You say, Abby, did you say there was a dance move called the flea hop?
Yes.
Does it look like a flea hopping?
It's like a skip to the side.
Okay.
Like you travel to the side, skip ball change, like flea hop. It's kind of a country Western.
Maybe I need some lessons.
Not that type of thing. More of a
Is it along the lines of a buffalo step?
No, buffalo is a tap step. Okay. Leap, shuffle, leap.
We had to take that in school.
You know, well, good. You know how many kids don't tap? There's advanced
Nobody
kids
taps anymore.
Winning
no.
overall high scores at these huge competitions that do not tap. Tapping is where you get your music, your rhythm, just all of your musicality, your timing all comes from tap. The kid that's the good tapper is going to be in the front or the routine holding it together.
That's awesome. Wow. Well, because the thing with tapping is, and tell me if I'm wrong on this because I'm not a dancer, but like,
you're not.
There's no hiding in tapping.
You're a
dancer. Like, if you're off, everybody knows because you're not, you don't hear it right. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
well,
if you're missing steps, it's off.
There's hiding because there's a show that you have probably all seen that's kind of traditional Americana, and half of the people don't even have tap shoes on.
Oh.
Really?
So half are wearing tap shoes and the other half are not. So
that's how you silence the people that aren't hitting the steps. They don't have
Look
taps.
Look at that. I never even thought of that. That
That'd
makes
be one way to
sense.
Hide it. Because if you have taps on,
you just track it over the music and the tapping's in the music.
You didn't
hear that from me.
No, of course
and you're
not.
When you're in town, you're going to be giving behind the scenes stuff, right? Answering questions and all that stuff. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Cool.
The burning desires. Yes.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Again,
we're going to thank you for jumping on with
even
us.
Even though it's a sports bar and grill, we opened it up. It's to the kids. So kids can come. And we get a lot of children that are not dancers. They play soccer, they play field hockey, they play, you know, tennis, whatever, but they love the show and they're fans.
Mm-hmm.
So this event is really for them and for adults, fans that grew up or
You're
watching
love
the show
the
and now they're in their
the 20s. Venue, the Herdette Sports Bar venue, they have a room there that's built for live podcasts. You're going to love it there.
Yeah.
It's super cool. Got a nice stage and everything like that. So yeah, best of luck on coming to Omaha. And
thank you.
Yeah. We'll get you back on. I'm interested in what you going to do in Omaha. Are you here just for the weekend then?
We're here Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
So. Okay. All right. You got a lot of time. You're going to love Omaha. You got to make it downtown for sure.
Thank you so much. I apologize for not getting on here. I was just a little, I'm not very techy with the wheelchair to get behind the desk in front of the backdrop and get my thing on live. It's a lot of choreography, if you will, that takes some time.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Abby.
Thank you
and
so much
we'll
for coming
this
on.
Weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. There you go. Abby Lee Miller. We'll share all that stuff on our Facebook page. You guys should follow that. And we will have a live event eventually coming up this summer when Molly's in town at that Herdot Sports Bar. Yes. So we need you to go to our Insta, the Big Party Show Insta, and also the Big Party Show page and follow that so we can keep you guys up to date with everything. And also, again, bpscrasher@gmail.com. And then that number again is 402-915-0962. She was nice. She was great.
Yes. I told you. Like, I mean, listen, you watch the show and she's super intimidating, but she's a professional. I mean, I think a lot of it, she does lose it on some people. I mean, I will not pretend that Abby Lee Miller doesn't have a short fuse and she doesn't have a temper, but a lot of this stuff that you're watching, you're seeing it's dramatized, you know what I mean? It's meant to be reality television.
It's meant to be,
But then some of the stuff, like, you really do watch and you're like, the parents are not helping. Like, it's really one of those things where you're like, oh, buddy. Like, I think that's so funny that Jimmy Fallon and his wife would watch and have the same response where you're like, don't go downstairs. Don't go in the room.
And they didn't have kids.
No, but I'm telling you, it's so good to watch. It's so good to watch.
Do that.
Today, I mean, I love that.
Today is national. This is for you and Gracie. If I don't find stuff. Today's National Tabby Day. Did you know that? Isn't Murray a tabby cat?
He is a tabby cat.
And you need to celebrate him. And is David?
He's an orange tabby.
He's an orange tabby.
I always love orange tabbies. They're rare. And
yeah, they are.
And they're usually male for whatever reason.
Okay.
Like, it's rare to have a female yellow or orange tabby.
Well, here's a fun fact. Super Gracie, our producer, she has an orange tabby, a male by the name of David, which I think that name is awesome, by the way. But it says here that the orange tabby, they have a stereotype of being lazier than other cats.
No way.
Really?
They're more
mischievous.
They're
probably getting it from is Garfield. Wasn't Garfield an orange tabby? Garfield?
Yeah, but the thing about it, the thing that's
pizza
so
and
true
stuff and
about
lasagna?
Garfield is the fact that Garfield was mischievous. And that's what I think of when I think of orange tabbies. I think of them as being very industrious. Like, I mean, why work hard when you can work smart?
Why work
I think
hard
that's
when
the orange tabby manifest. They're like, I mean, I could work hard, but I'm still going to get fed, so why not just work smart? Cute.
Hey, we have a message, too, about your chickens that you have in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they said, a lady said, and I knew you would love this. She said that it brings foxes to the yard. Also,
I wish.
That's what I said to her. I said,
I mean, from your lips to God's ears that we get fox visitors.
Yeah, she said chicken coops bring in the foxes. The previous owners of our house had a chicken coop. And even after chickens are gone, they had to do a bunch of stuff together to get the fox because they would just keep coming around for like 6 months.
And that's a problem because of why? Like, that is amazing.
They say foxes stink. That's what
she
said.
They have a stink gland. Yeah, they're like ferrets.
No, I didn't
know that. Most of those animals do. So if you were to have like a pet ferret or a pet fox, you would have to have their stink gland removed.
Okay. I didn't. Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah. So when you go get that ferret / fox.
I see them all the time at the pet store.
I told you I went down the rabbit hole. I told you I went deep cuts on like.
I know.
So don't think I didn't be like, okay, so we obviously got to get the stink gland removed.
I thought I loaded up before we jumped on, but you know, we can always play it on Friday.
Oh,
Freaky
fun.
Friday. Yes. All right. We're going to get out of here though. Go ahead and like, follow, rate, review, subscribe, do whatever you do, just do it. And that keeps us going, of course. And we really appreciate it all. Thank you to Abby Lee Miller for coming on. She
Have
was
a good
pleasant
time this weekend in Omaha. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm always excited for people's first trip to Omaha. People have such a preconceived notion of what Omaha is going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And then it like completely like we're like that sleeper of a city where people are like, I don't know, it's Omaha. And then they come out and they're like, oh, my God, there was so much fun. It was so great. People were friendly. The food was good. The nightlife
I think
was
she's going to be blown away by what Omaha is. So I hope they, you know, give her a good tour of Omaha, because we love the place, of course. But we're going to get out of here. We'll see you on Friday. Don't forget to send your dumb... Is that no dumb questions on Friday?
No, that's Monday.
No, that's Monday. Yeah, Fun Factory's Friday. Fun Factory's Friday. Friday, Friday, Friday. All right, you guys have a good day and be safe and do yourself good.
A Huda Media Production.